Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our regular conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management, Chicago's retirement planning experts. Okay, so I want you to, while we're talking, pretend to break up and lose your phone line. Thank you very much, because it's going to be that kind of a day. How have you been? We haven't seen each other in a while.
I know. It's been a while. You've grown a beard since last time I saw you.
I had not only a beard, it was brown when it started, and now it's bright white.
That's the pressure of the job you have.
I think that must be the case. Speaking of pressure, you know, we've been talking a lot in the last few weeks, well, for the past few months, really, about signs of a recession or a looming recession or all of that. And, you know, consumer confidence report came out earlier this week. It had dropped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about the fact that this is a consumer-driven economy. And the more we start talking about a recession, the more people are going to believe it's going to happen. And it could well become a self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Well, it's just a little bit more than that, I think, this time. You've heard a lot of talk about, I say that for three different reasons. You've heard some talk about inverted yield curves, right?
Right.
In plain English, what that means is that short-term interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates. And what's important about that is every recession for the last 50 years has been preceded by an inverted yield curve. So it's a pretty strong indication that at some point in the near future, you're going to have a recession. The other reason is we're at a trade war with China. And if that wasn't reason enough, we're now impeaching the President of the United States.
Right.
And you put all that together with consumer confidence, and we're getting a little bit concerned about that.
Well, the fourth one, I would add, is the fact that we were in the longest recovery in our history, right? I mean, so
sooner or later,
recessions happen. It's not like, you know, we can think that it's never going to happen again.
Absolutely. And it is going to happen. We just don't know when, but it feels like. And after doing this for 35 years, Steve, I can tell you, I believe in my gut more than I do in a crystal ball.
Is it like a trick knee or something? You start to get that pain?
Yeah, it's going
to
rain, right?
It's going to rain.
My gut is telling me that it's just a little bit concerning. Right?
Okay. So
everything's going on.
All right. So we've got our investments. We see that there might be storm clouds on the horizon. What do you suggest we do?
Steve, we are actively hedging our clients' stock portfolios. Their stocks and their mutual fund portfolios, we're hedging them. And basically what that means is if the market goes down 50%, maybe your portfolio only goes down 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nobody even wants to lose 10%, but it's a whole bunch better than 50. And if our portfolios are hedged, what that means is our clients can stay fully invested, and if there's no recession, there's no big correction, they're just going to continue to make money. But if we do have a downturn, they're protected to a very large degree. So we're putting hedges on our portfolios actively.
So you're changing the distribution and putting the money in more protected areas.
Well, think of it like this. If you've got a home and you've got home insurance and you have some water damage, well, that's going to lower the value of your home, right?
Sure.
But if you have insurance and they give you a check, well, maybe there's a deductible. Maybe you lost a little bit, but it's not that big loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the same thing with a portfolio. You can kind of sort of buy insurance for your portfolio. The cost is minimal, but it protects you.
Okay, so that's what you're doing with your clients.
Yes, absolutely.
How about if someone isn't one of your clients? I mean, what do you suggest that they do, or how do they go about this?
Well, the thing we suggest they do is come in and see us.
Become one of your clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically what that allows us to do is to sit down with people and help them understand exactly how much risk they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can show them specifically for their portfolio how to hedge it and how to protect themselves.
You know, it is one of those things. I said we're in the longest recovery in our history, and yep, people become a little bit lackadaisical, or, you know, we talk about this a lot, where you might not even realize where your money is or where your risk level is and whether it matches your lifestyle or your life situation.
I can't tell you how many people we've sat down with and I asked them, how do you feel about risk? And they say, no, that's not us.
Right.
And I'll ask them, well, how much would you be comfortable with losing? And they look at me like a deer in the headlights. I said, we don't lose anything. And yet we do a report for them, and we find out that they could lose 40 or 50% the next big downturn. And so you're right. A lot of people don't even realize how much risk they have.
You know, and we're in that time now where the people who lost pensions or worked without benefit of a pension are coming toward retirement with their own 401k and savings.
Right.
And I just feel, I don't think I'm not, certainly not the only one, but we're just not ready. You know, I think as a country, we're not ready to retire.
You know, I've been on the Noon Business Lunch Hour for 5 years. I think this is probably the first time that I've ever talked about a recession and the first time I've ever talked about hedging portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
But I look, if you're approaching retirement, you're late 50s, early 60s, and you've got enough money to retire, Steve, you've won the game. You've won the game. You don't have to keep playing the same way. If you're playing football and you're up by 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you're not going to play the same. You're going to play a little more protective.
That's a great way to put it, right?
Yeah. You've
got the lead. Keep the lead.
You can keep the lead. You can keep playing. You can still put some points on the board, but be a little bit more conservative. And Steve, with that, I haven't seen you for at least over a month.
I can't believe this. Right.
Let's do an offer for our listeners. The first 5 callers who call in have at least $500,000 in their portfolio. We'll sit down and help them understand this inside and out. We'll do a risk test for them. We'll do a full financial plan for them on a complimentary basis and help them get ready if this comes about.
Bill Geiger, it was great to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
Are you confident that you're doing everything you can, everything that you should be doing to prepare for your retirement? Hi, it's Steve Bertrand here. Bill Geiger and his team at Geiger Wealth can help you answer those questions. They've got a special opportunity for you today. As Bill said, they're going to sit down with you personally to create a full-blown retirement plan for you. It's up to a $3,000 value, and it's complimentary for the first 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Now, I'm going to give you the number a few times here. It's 800-681-2498, 800-681-2498. At this stage of your life, you probably have more money than you've ever had before, and what you really need now is to be sure that you have a retirement plan that is bulletproof as possible and that it will provide the lifestyle that you're looking for the next 20 to 30 years. Together with you, Bill and his team are going to translate the complex financial planning process into easy-to-understand steps with a personalized, full-blown retirement plan. It's designed to help you retire with confidence. Call Geiger Wealth right now for your complimentary, personalized, full-blown retirement plan. The number is 800-681-2498. That's 800-681-2498.